And welcome in
the gang's here
to the second episode, really the first though,
of first
Poolside Railing Fantasy Football Podcast season. I don't even know, season four of the podcast, right?
I think
we're on season four of the podcast.
Season what, seven of the league? Six,
it's
seven,
nine.
More than
that. I think
it's, yeah,
nine. It's like nine. But
been
anyways,
for a while.
Welcome in. We are heading into the Monday night game of week three. So we're just about wrapped up. Kind of know where we all stand as far as rankings and standings go. So we'll dive into a little bit of that. Talk about each team and just do kind of a short week three recap. Matt, Rubs, welcome. Anything to say?
I mean, we'll get into it. I think generally around the league, everyone's overreacting. I mean, there's some good teams, there's some bad teams, but personally I think some of the bad teams are just celebrating already when we have 11 weeks left of this fantasy season.
I don't know if anyone's celebrating.
I think LJ's celebrating. And I think
he definitely did celebrate.
He said he had the deepest wide receivers in the league, and I took a screenshot.
Yeah, that was pretty comical.
And no. The three of them were inactive.
We're in the first 3 weeks here. We got a lot of football left to be played. I think my team is not as good as I once thought.
However,
we have a lot of football left to be played, and we'll scratch and claw for the playoffs, and if we make it, we'll make some noise.
I would like to say, though, everyone in the league is probably in, what, three, four leagues?
Yeah.
By far, I don't give a fuck if I score 3 points in the other leagues. If I get a win in poolside, I'm happy.
Poolside matters first.
And always. I think everyone agrees on that, and that's why this league is so special. We blow up the chat every day, and I want to keep it going.
We love it. All right, let's get into week three, recap.
Let's get into, since we haven't potted in a while, just our new rankings. I'm going to go first and say my team that I think is a top everyone, and then I want to hear your input.
Okay.
I think the best team in this league is Jake Bowler.
No question about it. He is solid top to bottom.
Lamar is just nuts.
He's a cheat code. He's putting up 40 points a game.
Drop 40 on my dome.
So when you have that type of consistency and Cooper Kupp can score from anywhere on the field.
Cooper Kupp.
And Derrick Henry hasn't even gotten going.
Neither is Kamara.
He got going against me.
AK-47 hasn't done much.
Let me say this. I saw the stat and I was astounded. Cooper Kupp had his lowest points scored since 2020. December 2020. Scored his least amount of points this week. Dropped 14. Crazy.
Crazy. That's
DJ Moore's ceiling.
Right. That's some player ceilings out here nowadays.
That's nuts.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is
a
different
dud week
beast.
And it's 14, so
I know it's
Matt,
it's
agreed or no?
I want to say it's Jake. I really do. But I think I'm going to go with Oka. As bad as
Oka's
that is.
Oka's my two.
As bad
Oka's
as that is. We talk about Oka maybe having a depth problem. JB, I'm not attacking you or saying you have a depth problem. But your bench basically doesn't have any starters. I know they're all in your lineup. But, you know, you got Kupp, AJ Brown, Terry, all studs. Gabe Davis, a little hurt, but, you know, could be a stud. But after that, I mean, if you have a couple injuries, you could be in trouble, but that's not fair because that's the whole league. But Joe, I think, has been producing, really producing, and he's still got Breece Hall just sitting there on his bench.
Cordero's different, too.
I think Joe's team is pretty good.
Okay.
Again,
I don't know. I think Jake's got the best.
So let me give you my
starting lineup, Jake, no question.
Let me give you my reason for having Jake just a little above. I agree. They're both top two.
Yes.
And they're up there in their own tier.
Easy.
With Jake, I feel like his top scorers are more consistent, where Joe's points have come from different angles.
100%.
All 3 100%. Weeks. Like, his defense popped off one week.
Right.
1 week it was JJ. He's still got studs, and that's what makes a good team great is those players popping off.
I guess I'd say I phrased that wrong, because it's not fair to attack your depth when your starting lineup is nasty and your running backs still haven't really gotten going.
Right. Yeah, I think it's JB, no question. And I think mainly because what Kaz is saying, he has more consistent high-end players.
Yeah.
Like, he's got Jalen Hurts on his bench.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yo, let me get him. I know, me JB. Too. Let me
double down and say that.
God damn, I need him. All right,
this is why JB wanted us to fucking pod. No shit.
It was an easy shut up.
So we got JB, Joe.
JB, Joe.
Number 3. This is interesting.
It's wide open.
Yeah, it's wide open. I couldn't even... Nobody sticks out to me.
I think there's one person who sticks out.
I kind of got a funny feeling you're going to say Schumann.
I think it's Shu.
I knew you were going to say
Is it Shu?
I think it's Shu.
Shu? Yeah, Shu's got some...
His running backs, Kyle say what you will,
gonna have
but...
to do something to...
The he's fact that pop. He's got Diggs, Debo, and Marquise Brown... Who I've been beating the drum on.
I don't.
Pitts, his tough. Quarterbacks. It's tough. Okay.
I think
it's tough. I don't know.
There's definitely a teardrop from one.
But hold on,
from
two
to three.
We got our first two. Hear me out. We got our first two. JB, Joe, whatever order you want to split them. But for this next tier, I feel like depth has to come in play.
Has to matter.
Because Shu's team is very, very good. Very good.
You think it's very, very good.
I do. I do think his starting lineup.
I like the top three wide receivers, and I like Joe Mixon and Pitts. That's pretty
damn good.
Yeah, I guess.
And then he's got Deshaun coming back for playoffs. But I think at this level, you got to talk about depth. And Shu, you don't have really a running back.
Well, Deshaun coming back, Deshaun's irrelevant this season.
Okay,
let's just say
fair.
That.
Yeah, fair.
Fine.
But Shu, you don't have... Like a running back.
He did play three of them
Zero RB is the theme through week 3. Yeah. But doesn't that matter?
Does not matter.
I think it'll balance out.
I hope it does.
I think it will.
It's just, I don't know. Right now it's working fine and he's putting up consistent points. Yeah. So that's why he's got my 3.
I'm
okay.
With him.
You could take, I like it.
Number 4, and there's a reason he's below Shu, and it's Mr. Boomer Bust, Chubbs. He could drop 200 on a dome. I think he's got it like that. Yeah. He could drop 200
with Waddle and
Waddle, Tyreek.
But that's the other thing.
That's why he's below Shu.
If they have a shit game, then
the running backs are truly shaky. Josh Jacobs.
But he's got a lot, and he's got Dobbins coming back. Yeah. He's got Mahomes, so a steady anchor.
I do, Chubbs. Yeah. I like your team.
So that's why he's
good at 4 for me too.
Chubbs is good at 4.
Here's where I think it starts to get a little bit dicey.
It's all in the air at this point.
It's all in the air. I think you can make an argument for any other team. For me, it's probably Sid.
I'd say Sid.
I mean, let's go through his team.
I don't want to suck myself, but I'd say
Matt's
I'm right there.
Close.
I know I just dropped 80 points, but that's without... If you take any team, take out their wide receiver 1... And their star quarterback.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
That's gonna hurt. And a first quarter injury.
You're not gonna like my ranking of you, but okay, that's okay.
We'll carry on.
And I'll get to that. I say Sid. Are you putting yourself at 5?
I got Sid at five. I don't think I got.
I think
at 5.
Sid beats you by a mile with.
Yeah, I do.
Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
Davante Adams, elite tight end play with Travis. I think Elijah Moore is hyper-targeted and is about to break out, maybe with Zach Wilson. Who knows?
I would imagine soon.
I don't think it'll be the Garrett Wilson show forever.
I don't
know.
Then
he's got J-Tay, and he's just got to fill that other... And he's got Jeff Wilson and
Zeke.
Like,
and, he's okay.
So I think
it's
and
Sid
he's
too.
Been putting up points. I know he's 0-3 or
0-1-2
now, but he's been...
Yeah. No, I'd agree with Sid at 5.
Sid 5.
6. Here's where we can...
We could argue all night.
I think we can argue all night.
I want to throw me in
there. I think there's an argument for me. I think there's an argument for you. Yeah, I think there's an argument for Matt.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I still think
Steve and LJ have...
LJ's got a...
I would probably put... I'll put LJ at seven.
You gotta,
I'll put LJ at seven.
But you got to... We're going to start...
We got to get six down.
No, six is Sid.
No, he's five. Chubbs is four.
Chubbs is four.
Schumann's three.
Schumann's three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet.
But what you got to think about, again, at this tier is depth. And LJ, like, if you have one injury in a bye week... You could be starting fucking. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Kenneth Gainwell,
Devontae Parker, Mecole Hart. Like, I don't think those are strong plays.
And even so, the starting lineup can be questionable at times. Can we rely on Amari Cooper? I mean, we're talking about Jacoby Brissett and Geno fucking Smith, for God's sake.
It could fall off the wagon quick.
It could. You got to look at the long game. We're three games in. Yeah, short term, it's looked good for you.
Agreed.
I like your team. It's good enough right now, but you got to see if you keep doing it. It's a week-to-week consistency basis.
And bye weeks kill people.
Yeah.
Kill people.
Yeah.
Fair. So who would you guys put at six?
I would throw an argument out for
I'd say
me,
just
honestly.
Pick. All right, Rubs got himself at six.
I'd say Kaz and then Rubs. Is it close?
I'd say it's close.
I'd say, could we agree on one thing? After the first two, anyone could come in third, anyone could come in ninth.
Yes, I do think that, but I think there's still a tier. There's one and two are in their tier.
Yeah, and then three, four,
and five.
I just think anybody can jump up. I think.
Oh, easily. Anybody can jump up to three.
I just think
right now I'm putting that tier there.
Yeah, I think personally, I think it's more like Shoe and Chubbs, and then Sid directly below. Like,
sure.
A little
so
tier
you're
break.
So you're putting a third a tier break. At yeah. five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the rest.
And then the rest. I agree with that. Because like last place, I think I got.
You could honestly, say.
I gotta say.
I think it's Matt or Steve.
I understand. After an 80 piece, but...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm about to put up the same, but I'm also getting just some unfortunate luck at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
It's really tough for me to rank the rest, it is.
It is. I want to say, cause your lack of wide receivers, man, are going to bite you hard, man. I don't think... Mike Will did not produce without Keenan Allen against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jags could be good this year.
I mean,
year.
Herbert sucked.
Yeah, true.
You got to remember, I got Godwin coming back.
Yeah, okay.
I'm hoping Burks has
DJ
his breakout.
DJ Moore is just not
He's killed.
Doing it.
He might not He's be in the starting lineup anymore. Hopefully, Devonta Smith can continue, but he might be up in the air.
Might be a boomer bust type of.
Corlin Sutton's my most consistent receiver by far.
By far,
you know what I need? I need Kyler to start doing his thing, and I need CMC to start doing CMC things.
Yeah,
he's been good. You know what's crazy? He has 10 consistent games with 100 yards or a touchdown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 games.
Good. He's still pretty good.
He's still pretty good, but he's not having the CMC games as he once had.
Agreed, but no running back has really gotten going. I don't think CMC is going to continue like that. I'm biased, but I don't think Eckler and Javonte are going to continue doing shit either.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so for me, six is me. Can we agree somewhere? I'm willing to...
You could put me anywhere from 6 to 10.
I got you above Matt.
I do. Yeah, I do too.
I'd say so. I'm also 2-1 and he's 0-3.
Let me ask this then. Who's your last place?
I'd say with the Delvin news...
It's got to be Steve.
His rookies are holding him together.
He has one of the best dynasty outlooks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think
it's pretty tight. I like.
I think it's Steve.
Just for a redraft.
I don't know because James Robinson's like that now, where he wasn't before, and Christian Kirk is now like that, where he wasn't. You look at his team preseason, it's ass. But then all of a sudden, J-Rob defies the laws of injuries and comes back and snaps.
And Christian Kirk is worth every penny they
Christian
paid
Kirk is worth every penny.
He's looking at like it.
Garrett Wilson and Olave are putting up rookie numbers that rookies should.
Olave's.
I don't think it'll. Yeah. I don't think it'll. I don't think it will stay. I'm just saying.
Mike T's a little banged up. Olave definitely could continue to eat. Like, I think Olave's a better weapon on Steve's team than Garrett Wilson is.
Yeah,
as far as targets, this season, target share, all that. Sure. I mean, he just had like 13 targets, 9 receptions.
He's about to be mad that we're saying this.
No, he's not. I think he'll be happy with the dynasty outlook we gave him.
The dynasty outlook is looking good.
I think Dalvin.
Yeah, but he's got Mattinson.
He does, but that
Mattinson's the same type
I think he's okay, dude.
I don't know. And Russ isn't. I don't know if he's last after going.
Russ isn't even cooking yet.
Going through the lineups, I don't know.
Like, Matt, let's go, like, no offense. And again, 10th place is so close to 3rd place that it's not even funny.
Okay.
But your quarterback, I like. Justin Herbert.
Gotta
Gonna
like
be
it.
A dog.
Yeah.
Javonte Williams, like, we just haven't seen this. We haven't seen the ceiling. And I know it's there.
We have
Melvin's
it.
Getting we the ball, it. Which is unbelievable.
Eckler, I think, will come into his own.
He's been shit, but he has 6 catches for 60 yards, and that's a fine basement.
It's
for
fine.
Me.
Fine David floor. Montgomery.
He's a little hurt, but I mean,
he's
fine.
He's fine, but they're saying possible MCL ankle, so like that's not good. He's...
Well, forget that, but Khalil Herbert looks like he should be getting
David Montgomery is healthy, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
I truly do believe that.
Okay,
all
right.
Here's my problem. You get into these wide receivers, you don't know who to start each week.
Mike Evans is a start.
Mike Evans is a start, but you know he's boomer bust. Rashad Bateman's starting to look like a boomer bust. Like, big plays, and I don't know.
Yeah, where are the targets?
Brandon
coming?
Cook's, like, shitty team. Juju just looks okay.
He doesn't look to be one.
I'm at this point, as it stands today, a lot can change. You have depth. I'm probably taking Steve's team over you.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I don't – I mean, if we did this – all I'm saying is if we did this podcast after week one or two –
yeah,
you wouldn't be safe.
For sure, but we did it after week 3.
And there's
I don't know if Matt's
and again in week 6 it's going to change. That's how power rankings work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I'd say you got to take the first 3 games.
If I was 2-1 and beat some, 118, 120 teams, we'd be having a different conversation about me too.
Right. Yeah, I hear
you.
Cuz me too.
you as me well. Too. You look at the rosters and they're good.
Right.
So like I think all the rosters are really good. It's going to be a tough battle and these wins and losses, they count.
They count.
And
I'm 2-1.
You are 2-1.
Yeah. 2-1 is better than 0-3 where we're both sitting.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
Is
there a way to tell current points four? I know there's points four through week 3, but I would love to see the points four and points against.
I mean,
I don't know.
Don't have that many scored. I had 140 something the second week and like 125 the first week. And
Shoes putting up a lot of points.
Yeah, he snapped.
Shoes putting up a whole lot. Shoes got the second most after week 2, probably the most after week 3,
He didn't put up that much against me. He put up like 120.
Yeah, I mean,
Sid's going to be 0-3.
Sid's going to be 0-3?
What's his matchup look like?
They both got one left to play. Who is it?
It's Zeke and
who's Steve got? The
Graham Gano.
I don't know. He's up 20.
He's up 19. He's up 19.
That
and
could
he's
be
got
bad news Bears.
It could be bad for Sid. Yeah, I don't hate Steve's team at all. And I'm fine. I'm fine ranking.
That could be bad news Bears.
That's fucked though, because Sid has a good team. So like all these 0-3 teams that are good, I'd rather have bad teams be 0-3 and then they keep losing.
Poor Steve.
There he is.
There he is.
He just walked in the door. So, yeah, I don't
know.
Let me
get Steve for this one.
I don't know. Steve just walked in. We're going to grab him real quick. But, yeah, I think the first 2-3 are cemented.
I think 4 and 5. I don't know. Sid, Sid's going to be possibly 0-3.
His team is good.
My point is bye weeks will start to matter a lot.
They will, for sure.
A lot. Hey, Steve.
Steve, welcome
to the pod.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. Matt's birthday, too.
We're on the pod.
And we are just talking about your team.
Where do you think you are ranked?
Like, currently or
power rankings this season, redraft this season?
I think right about where I am in the standings, like 7-6.
Okay.
I think we'd all agree with that.
I mean, you put Steve last.
Yeah.
So let's just still? Get that on the
pod. After the Delvin.
You know he can listen to
Delvin,
that, right?
I have his handcuff one, and Delvin, he's fine. He's
dead. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We were saying there's a tier for one and two. With JB and Joe, three spot for Shoe, which is definitely below that tier. Then probably a 4 and 5 spot with Chubbs, and who did I put
Sid.
At 5? And I put Sid at 5.
And he's about to be 0-3.
And then I said you can make an argument for the rest.
You can't have an 0-1 above someone who's about to. If I'm 2-1 at the end of this week.
That's what I said.
You gotta look at the whole outlook.
You gotta look at points four, you gotta look at who they play, shit happens. I don't know what I am in points for.
Your phone just died.
Nope, it didn't.
Fuck, that was scary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so
I don't know. I think, okay, 8-6 range. Wherever.
Sure, yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
Definitely not
Who's
last.
Not? He's...
The only team. Yeah, the only three teams.
Yeah, we're right
you
here.
You can make an argument for last. Yeah,
you could say I'm last.
No, I don't think you're last.
You could say I'm last.
I think the current state of Rubs' team is in shambles.
Yeah.
So I'd say, I don't know. I don't like LJ's team either, though.
LJ's team has had success.
Being held up by Coop and Lockett.
And Nick
Chubb. But they're holding them up.
Yeah. No, I know.
Now, my team's in absolute
Same
shambles.
With, like, your rookies. Like, can they do that forever? Sure, maybe.
To be determined.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm
But I have Jamal
one.
Williams, too, so, like, if Swift's out.
True. Yeah, I don't know. I think the league is pretty, like,
it's
even.
Very,
throughout.
It's
that's
very,
anyone
very
can
very
win
tight.
Any week. Doesn't very matter. Tight, yeah. Like, I think my team has been, like, has proven that any team can win. Because on paper, I shouldn't have won any.
Yeah. I mean, on paper, you're looking very good now. We were just talking about Kirk coming out.
Kirk.
Olave. Kirk. Wilson.
Worth every penny.
Worth $7 million?
Worth every penny that you spent and that the Jets.
And his contract.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
And the two rookies.
Yeah. All it.
I don't know. James Robinson's been fun.
He defied all injury.
Yeah.
I would also like to point out I have a potential one coming back from injury. Jameson Williams.
Potential.
Potential one.
Yeah. I mean, depends on how many targets he gets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm on Ross. That dude.
Okay,
sick.
But you could.
ACL,
you could I'm talking
rookie.
Fantasy.
I'm
was
not betting
was
on
Calvin
it.
Ridley a one when he played with Julio?
Yes, but he wasn't coming back from injury and he wasn't a rookie.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Agreed, but he could.
Correct.
He could provide
correct.
Some value.
It's like all we don't we gotta wait.
We don't
to
know.
On that.
We don't know.
All right.
We're gonna look real quick. We're gonna go rapid fire picks on next week. So we got Sid versus Matt. No buys, obviously. It's week 4.
Taking Sid.
I could still lose this week, by the way.
You could. Yeah,
you could.
It's in the air.
I don't think you will.
I don't think so.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That
would be wild.
Okay,
that
real
would be wild.
Real quick, Sid and Matt.
Sid.
Matt.
We'll take it.
Sid.
I'm gonna even it up, I'll go Matt. Shoe and LJ.
Shoe.
LJ.
Shoe.
Nah, fuck that Shoe. I got Shoe.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm going Shoe. Shoe.
Yeah,
I'm
fuck
going
LJ.
Shoe. We got Chubbs and Kaz.
That's ass because both Chubbs. Of his booms just had busts.
Chubbs.
Probably Chubbs.
I'm going Chubbs.
Yeah,
I'm going Chubbs.
Man.
Yeah.
Steve, tough matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Jake Bowlin.
Dude, that's the thing. I should get blown out this next week.
I'm taking Jake Bowlin.
I should get blown out.
But you might not.
I might not. That's the
it's
thing.
Fantasy.
It's fantasy
you just don't
football.
Know. You just don't
who,
know.
Who's
I'm Miami
Jake
play?
If
who's
I
Miami play?
Went against
for Chubbs.
Cincinnati.
God damn it, I'm fucked.
Not a bad matchup for
Thursday night.
Yes, it is, dude.
Huh? No, they might go crazy is what I'm saying.
That's why I said fuck.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking Chubbs.
I'm going to take Chubbs.
Yeah.
Steve, I think I'm going to go JB just because he's untouchable.
It's JB for me.
It's JB. And then we got Robs and Joe.
It's JB for me.
Joe.
And I think it's Joe as well.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt.
And you might.
And bro, Robs, you could have played a team that would have made you competitive this week, I feel.
No.
How much did you lose by?
I'm down by like 40.
Oh, okay.
And I have CD left.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about, you talk about depth all the time, Matt.
Yeah. It fucks me. I wish I had a bona fide starting lineup.
Unless you have a ball that you could fucking...
Yeah, but it's still week three, too.
I'm saying depth matters in bye weeks, and it matters when injuries start to pop up.
Yeah, in the season.
Because there hasn't been a significant injury yet.
Chill, bro.
Knock on wood.
I'd say Elijah Mitchell's...
He's not like a superstar, though.
He's not.
All right. Well,
that'll do it.
Good luck, right, everyone.
Wait. Did you talk about Matt starting Fields over Justin Herbert?
No, but that was stupid.
That was smart.
No, that was not that was smart.
I couldn't.
He didn't. Both my backups were at one. Herbert was at four.
I was on an airplane, and Herbert was at 4 o'clock.
And he was like a true game
time decision. He was a true game time decision. He was getting injections.
And Herbert got 10 points. Like,
Herbert.
He sucked.
He had like 13 or 14.
Yeah,
he did better than Fields.
You could say like Matt Ryan, I could have played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fine decision.
Ryan, yeah.
Against Houston. Like,
but I thought you knew Justin was going to play.
No. If I even knew Herbert was going to go.
That's
half,
what I said, yeah.
Okay, then, No. I would never, ever do it.
Beef on whack.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.